Among the species threatened by overfishing are sharks. Millions are killed each year for their fins. Shark fins are a delicacy in Asia. The World's Julia Kamari-Drapkin met two researchers trying to save sharks. She reports from the waters off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
Two divers chase a giant whale shark where the Gulf of Mexico meets the Caribbean. The water is milky green. The shark's speckled skin scatters the sunlight above. One diver, Rachel Graham, takes photographs. The other, Dan Castellanos, tags it with a spear. By the time they make it back to the boat, the shark has given them quite a workout.
He made us run.
My legs.
I know.
Graham and Castellanos are fitting sharks with electronic tags to track their migration. They've tagged over 200 sharks off Belize, Cuba, and Honduras. And here in Mexico, where they've tagged two more today.
I tagged the first one. And she tagged this one.
We do tag team, forgive the pun. I'll tag one, he'll do the photo ID and check for sex, and then he'll tag one and I'll do the photo ID.
Rachel Graham and Dan Castellanos make an unlikely team. She's tall and blonde, half British, half American. She grew up in Tunisia. He's tall and dark, half Guatemalan, half Garifunan. He grew up in Belize. She's been fascinated with sharks since she was 4 years old. She decided to study and protect them. From the time he was a child, he killed sharks.
We used to get tons of sharks.
He used to fish with his dad.
For a whole range of different sharks, all the predatory sharks. Pretty much supporting the family.
Supporting the family meant dropping out of school to fish. And sharks were the easiest fish to catch.
There was a good price for it also, for the meat and the fin.
Castellanos grew up in a fishing village called Monkey River. And that's where Rachel Graham came almost a decade ago to do graduate research on sharks. She needed a boat and a captain, so she hired Castellanos. And right away, she was impressed.
There I was, studying for my PhD, and Dan already had a PhD of the sea.
Castellanos, the fisherman, taught Graham the biologist. The sharks are easiest to find during new moons. At the same time, he started learning from her.
The shark keeps a balance.
As a child, he thought the only value sharks had was on a dinner plate. But she taught him about the natural food chain. Sharks eat other fish, that eat even smaller fish, that eat algae. So without sharks, the other predatory fish eat too many small fish.
So where there is no shark, the reef, there's a lot of algae and stuff try to take over.
When a reef gets taken over by algae, the health of the whole ecosystem suffers. And the fishermen suffer too. So Castellanos became a shark conservationist and Graham's research partner. Together they study several types of shark, but the species they're tracking most closely is the whale shark.
Yes! How exciting, another shark! Ooh.
Graham gets excited by every whale shark they tag. Every tag helps them know more about this species. It's the largest fish in the sea, but very little is known about these animals, like where they go and how they reproduce. Scientists do know that whale sharks can grow up to 40 feet long and weigh up to 15 tons. But they're gentle. They feed on plankton and the eggs of spawning fish. They travel the oceans mostly alone, but sometimes they gather where food is abundant, like here, off the coast of Holbox Island in Mexico.
From what we've found out, it looks like the Holbox aggregation is the largest, most predictable aggregation of whale sharks in the world.
The sharks travel here from Belize, Honduras, and Cuba. Predicting where the sharks are going to be and when helps scientists protect them. Conservationists created a marine reserve in Belize based in part on Graham's research. Graham and Castellanos are now helping to create a marine reserve in Mexico, too. But Graham and Castellanos have produced more than research. They've had two sons and have made a home together. The family lives on a farm in Belize. Castellanos, the fisherman, and Graham, the scientist, have been a couple for 5 years now. And they're still making discoveries about each other.
Myself used to be scared of shark, and you know, watching you swimming with sharks, like, wow.
Were you scared of sharks?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were scared of sharks. You never.
But if I would see a shark, I would get a little nervous.
I think you've gone from being somebody who was very scared of sharks to not being scared in the least. Also, you've passed on this message of sharks are really actually quite amazing, fabulous creatures to a lot of your friends and family. Your dad, Mr. Shark Fisher.
You know, even my best friend, now he's like, you know, sharks are friendly. They're curious.
Castellanos and Graham are raising their sons to be curious about sharks, too. Their 5-year-old, Xavi, swims with whale sharks. He also fishes with his grandfather, and he knows that an ocean full of sharks helps ensure a good catch. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.
See why Mexicans call the giant whale shark the domino at theworld.org.